I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World.
E.T. Phone Home. E.T. Phone Home. E.T. Phone Home.
You remember E.T., right? The 1982 film by Steven Spielberg, E.T. the Extraterrestrial, was box office gold, and it spawned loads of merchandise based on the film. Lunchboxes, action figures, stuffed aliens. There was also an E.T. video game made by Atari, except unlike the other products, the game was an epic failure. It was even dubbed by some as the worst video game ever. It was so bad that Atari was reported to have dumped 14 truckloads of game cartridges and other related materials in a landfill in Alamogordo, New Mexico. It was reported, but never confirmed. So last year, as you might have heard here on our program, a Canadian company announced it was planning to dig up that landfill in search of the lost E.T. cartridges. Well, it did, and on Saturday, it actually found them. The company's also been making a documentary about the quest to find the E.T. cartridges. Here's director Zach Penn making the announcement.
We found an intact E.T. the video game. I don't know if you can see, the actual cartridge is in there.
When we asked Fuel Entertainment CEO Mike Burns last year why he wanted to find the cartridges, he said it was the mystery he wanted to solve.
I've been a fanboy of Atari. It's just something that's held on in the back of my mind as to, you know, why did they dump all these cartridges and where did they dump them and why did they do it in the shroud of the night?
That stash of old E.T. game cartridges should have more than just sentimental value. Some gamers or collectors have hung on to theirs since the 80s. They're now selling on eBay for up to $30 apiece. But before you drop $30 on one, fair warning here, E.T. the video game is said to be almost unplayable.